Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers, brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking, located in the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Byron Earnhardt. I am the programming director here at Barrett, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our corner of the banking world and hope that we can make your bank, your staff, and maybe even your day a better one.
In today's episode, we're taking a break from the series we've been doing on culture and just having a quick discussion about fintech and digital outreach. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh Lord, not another one, I'm not going to try and convince you that your bank needs to be having the discussion about becoming more digital or how to reach out to millennials or that you need to do that. Or if you don't have an online application process, then the end of the world is nigh upon you and your bank. If you've not already convinced that your bank has to do something soon and very soon, and if it hasn't already, to become more digital, then a banking podcast episode from Memphis, Tennessee isn't going to change your mind. I just wanted to share with you my experience as a banking customer with some of those digital outreach products. Now, I freely admit that being in banking all of my life and working within the banking industry as I do now, that I have an understanding of banking products better than the average customer, and I fully grasp the need and the reason to improve our operations. But because of that, I probably have a higher standard of customer service for my personal banking needs than the average customer as well. When I see banks messing up, I know what's being taught out there in the world, and I know how wide that bank is missing the target. Now, in addition, and my wife will back me up 100% on this, I'm an old codger in training, okay? I hate change. I just want things left alone the way they were. Just try and recommend a change to the family Christmas plans and all our traditions that we've always had and see if I don't get mad about it. The movies Grumpy Old Men, Grumpier Old Men, all the National Lampoon, Vacation, Griswold movies, you know, they're not so much comedies anymore as they are biographies, or what I like to call future biographies. See, I remember the good old days of banking too. When your banker knew your name, you could call him or her and they'd take care of a problem for you. You could write the check at the car lot, buy the car, drive off, and settle up later at the bank. See, I remember that time. Barely, but I do remember it. I like being able to email or call my banker for just basic things. I know it happens. I'm never worried about it, and it's always done right. I get that. And I'm all for having an app on my phone. I can do my basic balance check my bill pay and things like that. But I really like having my banker just a phone call or email away. Well, that takes me to several weeks ago when I found myself at a car lot needing to update the Main Street banking mobile and secure some financing. Now, the car lot that I'd found my car at had several good relationships with local community banks, and I obtained some satisfactory terms through one of the local banks. It was very easy, very smooth, and quite frankly, to be able to do that on a Saturday afternoon, all the while dealing with the local bank, felt a lot better than what I was expecting. And there's a great point there about automating your consumer decision-making process, but that's another conversation. I get the car, very happy with everything, and quite frankly, I still am happy with it. So naturally, the loan information, the paybook, all the disclosures come through the mail, and I noticed they misspelled my name. Earnhardt, E-A-R-N-H-E-A-R-T, becomes, I think, Edenhart, E-A-D-N-H-E-A-R-T, simple slip of the finger typing. And one day, as I had a few seconds to kill, I thought I'd just call the bank and tell them about this. A few quick keystrokes later, and it'll be fixed. I would have done my good deed for the day by helping a bank clean up its customer record, so everybody wins, right? I get on their website, and I can't find a telephone number. That's not a 1-800 number. Okay, feeling my eyes roll, I see the dreaded live chat button at the bottom, and I can feel my shoulders drop, and I can hear the storm clouds gather. See, there are very few things I hate worse than a chat session with, quote, customer service. chatting with the cable company or the utility company just makes my teeth grind about as much as someone who's not a customer wanting to cash a not on us check at the telewindow. And what I don't like about them is the fakeness. Okay. Yeah. I've waited for several minutes for someone to come on, or all of a sudden some pop-up jumps on my computer screen with someone wanting to help me and all gung-ho about asking me what my problem is. You know, in my younger and less cadre days, I would type in my problem and ask for help, and I would get something like, oh, I understand how important it is to have your electricity on in the middle of a storm when you have a newborn baby. We here at Acme Utility Company certainly want to make your experience as personable as possible. In order for me to assist you in this very important matter, I'll need to ask you 63 questions that have no bearing on the situation you're experiencing, nor work to confirm your identity in any manner, and will only be used for us to send you more spam email. Is that okay with you? Now, it's funny that all that comes up faster than anyone could possibly type it and uses exactly the same wording that I used in explaining the problem. It's just a computer regurgitating a script. And I may have been exaggerating the last part just a little bit. But the point is that it's an impersonal method. It doesn't take the end user, me, into account at all. They have a chat bot or some online customer service team that's reading a script and typing, you know, copy and pasting into a script because it's a good ROI, and or someone told them at a conference that they needed to do this. There was no thought given to the end user and his or her experience with it. None. Remembering that the end user is, in my opinion, one of the marks of greatness that we've seen in enormously successful business over the course of business history. Apple didn't invent the MP3 player. They made it more user-friendly and had a better design to attract more users. The same goes for the iPhone, if you'll remember BlackBerry. On the other side of the coin is the example I always use in my classes, is Chevrolet's flop of the Nova. One of the many reasons that it failed is that it's difficult to sell a car in Spanish-speaking country that literally translates in Spanish, no go. You're not going to sell many cars called the no-go. Now, that's not taking the end user into account. And the same can be said of the digital growth and the fintech growth that banks are seeing or will be seeing in the very near future. Like it or not, it's coming and it's here. I'm not even going to try and convince you otherwise. My point is that you don't have to be scared of it. And listen, I'm saying that as an old cadre in training who hates change and wants things to go back to the way they always were. I had a great experience with a well-done digital outreach experience with a local community bank. It only took about 2 to 3 minutes. It felt just like an email conversation with someone I'd worked with before. It was everything that my experience with larger and flashier digital outreaches had not been. So don't be scared. This move to digital, or whatever you want to call it, can be done and still maintain your friendly customer-first culture, as long as you remember the end user and keep in mind their experience through the process. And look, I'm not advocating for a live person chat or using a web bot or using one company or another or even having a chat service. I'm just using this as an example. Quite frankly, I don't even know what service the bank used. And really, in truth, I don't care. That's not the point. What I'm saying is that the banks that embrace the fintech, the digital growth, and keep the end user in mind during that process will be the banks that succeed. So when you're making your decision about what digital services to offer or what sort of digital outreach path you want to pursue, spend some time yourself acting and looking at it as a customer. See how it feels to you, just like a suit or a pair of pants. Just see how it feels. Try it on and see how it feels to you. Think about it in terms of a customer. If you can, get a customer's input on it that may not understand banking and may not speak banker. However, but you have to keep your end user's experience in mind. It'll pay off for you and the bank down the road, I promise. Now, I've got to go get some kids off my lawn. Y'all go have a good one. Thanks a lot.
That's our episode for today. We appreciate you spending some time with us. If you haven't already, please feel free to subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Barrett Banking on Twitter or Barrett School of Banking on Facebook and LinkedIn. We have an ever-growing slate of classes, seminars, and webinars that are available. We also have our industry-leading Graduate School of Banking held every May, and we look forward to seeing you at any or all of our events. For more information, check out our website at barrett.ws. And from Memphis, the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, we'll see y'all next time on Main Street Banking.